Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With week one completely in the books, got to see how the Browns performed in week one. Now we start to set our sights towards Baltimore as we get forward 1 week and we head into week two, try to get the first win on the board. We get to break it all down as we head out to the fan hotline. Joins us every Wednesday at 9:20, covers the team for Cleveland.com. It's Dan Lobbity and joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, how are you doing?
I mean, I would have been better with a win. I would have been better if Andre Schmidt decided to put the ball through the uprights a couple extra times. But all things considered, I came away pretty happy, and it's allowed me to get through this week.
Yeah, I mean, the disaster would have been if they would have gotten blown out or just looked like they didn't belong on the field. But you can point to some very specific things that had they gone a different way, maybe they win that game. You know, there are no moral victories, but at least you have a little confidence heading to Baltimore in week two.
So I have a little bit of confidence of them heading to Baltimore, not even necessarily that they get a win, but they keep this game close. Vegas completely disagrees. It opens at 12.5 point underdogs for the Browns. It's shifted a little bit more towards 11.5 point underdogs. Does it feel fair to you that that's the line, or is maybe Vegas a little bit off the rocker on this one?
It's not surprising to me that the line is that high. I figured it would be a high line. Now, I didn't know if it would hit double digits. Thinking back to last year, I actually looked at this. The Ravens, after they lost their Thursday night opener, played the Raiders in week two, and they were 9-point favorites in that game. So, I would have guessed that maybe it would be a little closer to that number, but it does feel high just because, look, it's an early season game. This Browns defensive front is pretty good. This team has, for whatever reason, generally done okay against Lamar Jackson and done okay against Derrick Henry. That season finale last year was a little bit of an exception to that. But, a division game early in the season, those usually don't tend to be blowouts. So I'm a little surprised, I guess, the line is that high. But also, when you just look at these two teams taking away some of those factors, I suppose you can see why it would be as high as it is.
Now, Dan, you mentioned the Raiders game from last year in week two, a game that Baltimore actually drops and they fall the season 0-2 to start the year. Does it feel like this is one where the Ravens lock in and you're catching them almost at the wrong time? Or could we be watching a repeat where they probably overlooked the Raiders a little bit and they could be overlooking the Browns again this week?
I don't think they'll overlook the Browns just because it's the Browns. I think the Raiders was a little bit of a different situation. And the other thing too is, I was trying to remember in that Raiders game, I think they blew one of those games where they blew a double digit lead. And that wasn't the case in that Chiefs game, if I remember right, coming out of week one. It was just the Isaiah Likely toe out of bounds game. So they're going to be on high alert this week. And I think, again, because it is the Browns, because it is Joe Flacco coming back to Baltimore, I think they're going to be locked in. I don't think they're going to overlook this football team. But just again, it is worth noting what happened last year. And in this any given Sunday world, anything can happen.
So obviously, it was JOK was drafted to be the Lamar Jackson stopper. You can argue whether or not he's really been able to do that, but not going to be on the field on Sunday. They've contained Lamar like last year. Are they going to be able to do that again with the absence of JOK?
It's always fun to watch this matchup because it actually starts kind of with Myles Garrett, right? He's so fast. He's like one of the few edge rushers in the league who can at least cover some ground with Lamar Jackson. Then you mentioned JOK, who was obviously so important to that. This is going to be a good test for a guy like Carson Schlesinger now. He was really good in that opener. He's been really good all preseason. This presents a different challenge for him now. How's he going to be able to handle maybe being the guy that has to chase around Lamar Jackson? I also think this is an important game for a guy like Grant Delpit. I've always believed he's a guy who's better kind of playing closer to the line of scrimmage, almost playing like a linebacker. I wonder if the Browns might deploy him as sort of a version of a JOK, a version of a Carson Schlesinger. He's not as athletic or mobile as those guys, I don't think, but will they maybe give him some responsibilities to chase around Lamar Jackson or spy Lamar Jackson? I think they need to find one other guy to kind of help them out in that regard.
Dan, obviously, I think everybody in the city looks at the 30th season celebration for the Ravens coming up this weekend. It's sort of a slight to Cleveland, obviously, with the history that goes down attached to it. Is this one where you look at the team and you feel like that slight is echoed and that the team feels that? Or is this one that just doesn't connect with the players who weren't here during that time the same way it's going to connect with the fan base for this one?
I didn't get the impression today, and obviously, we only talked to a few guys. I didn't get the impression today that it's something that really resonated, even with a guy like Denzel Ward, who, of course, is a native of Northeast Ohio. But, again, he's not old enough to really remember the Browns leaving Cleveland. Ironically, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'll use it anyway. Ironically, Joe Flacco is the one guy on this roster who would have been old enough to even fathom the Browns leaving Cleveland. I think he would have been about 10 years old when they left the city. So, I'm sure it's going to come up, and I'm sure Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff are going to take every little thing that they can to kind of motivate this team and show them that, hey, they're sliding you guys, whether it's the point spread, whether it's the celebration, whatever it is. But there's a lot of guys on this team that weren't even born when the Browns came back in 99. So I don't know how much of that history resonates with the guys in that locker room.
Is this something where you could bring someone in, either someone that's connected to the franchise, which we know there's former players that are obviously still around the team, or even a longtime fan that has some connection with the franchise to come in and talk to these guys to try to motivate them to do, play a little extra hard for a moment like this? Or are the Browns looking at a moment where you just kind of leave that to the side and let it be what it is, and you think it doesn't do anything for them?
I mean, I think it would be worth a shot maybe on, Saturday or something. I guess Saturday would be tough in a road game, but maybe Friday after walkthrough or something, you bring in an alumni who played in the 80s or somebody who was here in the 90s who, saw this team ripped away. I mean, a lot of those guys are still around. A lot of those guys, you'll see them in the press box on Sundays. Like, there are guys, I'm sure, that could get in to come and sort of reinforce to these guys what that original Browns team meant to this city, what it meant when they left, and why it is sort of, whether it's intentional or not, why this is sort of a slap in the face to the city of Cleveland that the Ravens are doing this with the Browns in town. So, I mean, I think that's a good idea. Even if a guy talks to the team for 5 minutes in a team meeting, I think it would be a good call by Kevin to do that.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us here on the hotline. Dan, how big of a game is this for Andre Schmidt? Is his job legitimately on the line if he doesn't look good on Sunday?
I mean, I think it should be. I'm actually surprised that they didn't bring in any competition, that they didn't work anybody out. I think this is a big risk because, we started this conversation by talking about, basically, could the Browns do what the Raiders did last year? Well, if they're going to do that, it's going to be a close game. You're going to have to win on the margins. This team in a normal game doesn't have a lot of room for error. We saw that in this last game against Cincinnati. So if you get to a point where you've got to count on your kicker and he misses again, and because of that, you're 0-2 instead of pulling a monumental upset, that's going to resonate through the locker room. I think that decision that you made, and then you would definitely have to move on from him. And I think the other thing too is, let's say the Browns get the ball first and they drive down the field and he misses like a 40-yard field goal. I think that changes how you approach the entire rest of the game, because you know you can't count on him. So you just do everything differently the rest of the game. So I think this was a risky decision. I don't necessarily agree with sticking with him for this game, or at least not having a plan B and then deciding at the end of the week what you wanted to do. But this is what they've decided.
One of the other main things that stuck out from week one against the Bengals, the run game certainly did not look good as they mustered 43 yards on the ground, a majority of those coming from Dylan Sampson on less than 3 yards per carry. Did you look at this in your review of game one and say it's a problem with the talent in the running back room or more of a problem with the offensive line?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's probably both, but it actually concerns me a little bit because I think the Browns do believe that their scheme is good enough to run the football as long as they have a competent running back there. And I think Dylan Sampson's a competent running back. I think Jerome Ford, obviously he did not have a very good day, but we've seen Jerome Ford. He can be a competent running back. I think they have guys that could get the job done. Are they going to rush for 100 yards? Are they going to, you know, put up Nick Chubb-like numbers? Are they going to be able to do what Quinshon Judkins might be able to do once he's on the field? I don't know about that, but it is a little concerning that they couldn't scheme this run game up against that Bengals defense on Sunday. So we'll see what they do this week against the Ravens. I wonder if Baltimore will maybe just kind of sell out and make sure the Browns can't run the ball. And try to maybe get some Joe Flacco turnovers if they're making him throw a bunch. But it's a little concerning out of week one. I'd like to see this offensive line open up some holes for guys, because this scheme should be good enough, if it really is that old Kevin Stefanski scheme, to open up some running lanes and at least do better than they did on Sunday.
Dan, you bring up Quinshon Judkins, obviously not out at practice today, meeting with league officials about what could be potential suspension, what could be nothing. Do we expect him back this week? Where's the status at?
It sounds like he's going to be back on Thursday, and I'm assuming back in practicing on Thursday. So I think we might actually see him in a uniform. We might actually see him running around, moving around. I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk to him on Thursday or Friday at this point, but it's trending in the right direction to get him back on the field. I do think if he's out on the practice field, that's enough time for him to have some sort of role on Sunday. I don't know that he'll just slide in and be the featured back, but even if you can get, I don't know, 10 snaps, 15 snaps out of him on Sunday and start easing him in, I think that will help the run game. So I would be surprised if we show up tomorrow and he's not on the practice field. That's what all indications were today. So things are trending the right way for him, if he doesn't return this week, to be back very soon.
Again, Dan Lobby with us here. Let's take a look at the offense as a whole. Obviously, what they did on Sunday against the Bengals probably should have been good enough to take down Cincinnati. As you look forward in the schedule and the teams they play, did the offense play well enough to win football games during this, you know, next five-game stretch?
A lot of it depends on that Cincinnati defense, and unfortunately, I don't think it's a very good defense. Now, if I'm wrong about that, then certainly I'd feel better about things. They controlled the football. they kind of got what they wanted in the passing game. Obviously, they struggled in the run game, but they replaced that a little bit with the passing game to Dylan Sampson and the quick pass game. So I think there were encouraging signs. But what worries me is, you know, against the Bengals, who just couldn't get off the field, you can put together these long, methodical drives. I don't know if you can do that against this Ravens defense. I'm fairly certain you can't do that against that Packers defense. If you go back to that game on Sunday against the Lions, Detroit had a couple of long drives, and they sort of reached points where they stalled because that Packers defense just flies to the ball, and it's really hard to sustain that against a good defense like that. So I think this offense needs more explosiveness. I think you can find a little bit of that in the run game, but they've got to figure out a way to get Jerry Jeudy open downfield. They've got to figure out a way to get Sed Tillman down the field. And really, you know, David Njoku didn't have a very big impact. If they can get some tight end screens, you know, get him on some seam routes, maybe that can open some things up. But they need more explosiveness in this offense.
So what was the assessment of Joe Flacco then? Because it wasn't on the deep plays. He completed a lot of passes, obviously had the two interceptions. Hey, how do we walk away from Sunday feeling about Joe heading into this week?
He was fine. You know, I don't think he was amazing. I don't think he was bad. I don't think you can put either of those interceptions directly on him. I mean, the throw to Jeudy was a bad throw, but if we're being honest, it probably just should have hit the ground. Jeudy tried to make a play. That's his job. He ends up popping it up into the air. It gets picked. You know, Tillman has the drop on the second one. So I thought Joe did fine. He ran the offense. He was efficient. You know, they like I said, they controlled the football. He was accurate. He was on time with his throws. It just wasn't the, you know, let's get the ball down the field. Let's be explosive. That element of Joe Flacco was not there on Sunday. And you're going to need to get that going here, especially over these next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks when you're facing some really good defenses. And it's just going to be really hard if you're going in thinking, well, we're going to try and score on 14-play, 15-play drives.
Dan, so many people look at Andrew Berry during the offseason, and obviously there was a large part of the fan base that probably wanted him gone, and a lot of people that would at least like, you know, his feet held to the fire. Hey, how much does this rookie class, in watching them on Sunday perform well as a whole, how much does their performance help keep his feet away from that, you know, theoretical fire?
I mean, it's a positive for him, for sure. If he can nail this draft class and if these guys can continue to ascend, then obviously it's a positive for him. But ultimately, you know, anytime you're a GM or you know, even the head coach, but the GM specifically, if you can't get that quarterback position solved, that ultimately is going to be the end for you. Now, he's gotten, you know, a really big swing at it when they went for Deshaun Watson, and he's kind of gotten that rare opportunity where he's going to get a second swing at it, it seems like. Now, maybe this thing falls apart and maybe they clean house at the end of the season. I would never rule anything out. But if he's back, it seems like he's going to get another swing to try and solve this quarterback problem, either in free agency, trade market, the draft, one of those ways. So that's really what it's going to come down to for Andrew. And this class would be a good start, but there's still a lot of holes on this roster. There's still a lot of dead cap that needs cleared. There's still some big contracts that need to get figured out. So it's a step in the right direction for him, because I think coming into this year, there were some real question marks about how this team was built, his ability to draft guys, you know, all of that. So this is certainly a positive step for him.
All right, Browns take on the Ravens on Sunday. Do they have a legitimate chance? If somebody says they do, are they off their rocker?
Honestly, I think the argument is just the any given Sunday argument. And I never want to make a pick based on that argument alone. So we talked about last year, right? We talked about that fact that, like, look, if you have Myles Garrett, if you have Denzel Ward, those guys can make game-changing plays. And certainly this team, again, has matched up well against Lamar Jackson, has done pretty well for the most part against Derrick Henry. But I just think this Baltimore team is a different level than what they faced against Cincinnati, especially on the defensive side. Now, I know they gave up a ton of points, and I know there's questions in that secondary, but this is a physical, tough defense. I almost feel like the Ravens defense compared to the Bengals defense is like varsity versus JV. I think it's going to be a lot tougher on Sunday. And when we talk about explosive offenses, that's what the Ravens are. So I can't talk myself into picking the Browns. I think there's going to be people out there that do it. And if you want to make that argument, fine. But I think it's just based on the, hey, anything can happen in this league. And teams like the Ravens lose to teams like the Browns all the time.
Do you like Jerry Jeudy's comments today saying that no problem with the Ravens secondary? You mentioned struggles. Feels like a confident statement that certainly could turn around quick.
Yeah, and look, they were talking about that point spread too. They called it disrespectful, so they certainly weren't backing down from any of those comments. And I don't mind it, but now you got to go back them up, right? Like if you say all that stuff and then you go out and you lose by 15 points or 20 points, then it was all just talk. So this is a team that's trying to get their swagger back a little bit, a team that's that believes they're being disrespected. I thought they played pretty well and probably should have won that game against Cincinnati. So the beauty of this sport is, guess what? Sunday, you get to go out and try to prove it. So we'll either say, man, you guys are right, good job, or you guys sure talked a lot to play like that.
Well, hopefully it's not the latter, Dan. We appreciate you setting aside the time as always. Always good catching up with you. And who knows? Maybe it will be any given Sunday and we'll have plenty of good things to talk about next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Listen, it's always interesting when the Browns and Ravens play, that's for sure.
Definitely can count on that one. Dan, we appreciate you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.